305, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. It absolutely is Friday Eve. Not bad. We're again in a little bit of a lull as far as rain goes, but it's coming back. It's going to be here again today and tomorrow, and some heavy stuff tomorrow. Obviously, we'll keep you up to speed on all of that. Are we allowed to drink the water today? What about tomorrow? Well, apparently today it's okay. Has the no longer new mayor in the city of Richmond actually hired someone down there to, well, you know, run that operation? Where are we, Mr. Mayor? I don't want you to take it personally. I'm getting a little tired, though, of hearing you tell us when you should do this and you should boil your water and then you should boil the... You know, listen. How about, and I'm just spitballing here, dude. How about you hire some folks who know what the hell they're doing down there, and you fire the folks who are leftovers from the failed administration of LeVar Stoney? You know, yeah, look, I'm not mayor or anything, not like I know anything, but just kind of the thing I would do if I took over an operation and it were... I found it populated top to bottom and side to side with grossly incompetent people who were there as a result of the active DEI efforts of the last boss. I think I would probably make some changes. That's all. Just, you know, a little bit around the edges. You know what I mean? I just don't think you're really cut out for this particular line of work. And so we thank you, of course, for your efforts and your hard work. And just give us the key fob already. All right. Get out. Get out now before you can do any further damage to the citizens. We've got an old buddy of mine, Ryan Hudson, is going to be with us at 4:05. Now, Ryan sits on the Hanover County Board of Supervisors, and his constituents in the Mechanicsville area had to deal with this. They have been affected by the latest Richmond City water disaster. So I'm going to chat with Ryan at 4:05, try and get a little insight from him as to what the folks in Mechanicsville had to go through. And are we or are we not ready here in Hanover to just disconnect from the city and get our own water processing stuff up and running? I'm telling you, that to me is the only answer for this. Chesterfield, you guys, for the most part, don't have to deal with the city of Richmond, right? I mean, that's my understanding. We should probably reach out, just confirm that. But I think that that is the case. Now, there might be, well, now that I think about it, some stuff on the south side, maybe that might impact. But I thought that at the very... the very first of the Richmond City water crisis, it was made clear that Chesterfield had no interaction with them. Anyway, I just think it's time to be on our own and not count on grossly incompetent people in the city to get this stuff done. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I don't want you to take it personally, but I got to look out for people in my community. I'd like to know that if I turn on the tap, the water's good to go. I don't think I'm alone in that. A lot of other stuff that we are covering today. I did gripe the other day, and I am curious to know if anybody else found themselves in this. This has nothing to do with news of the world, politics, blah, 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 blah. It's far more important. It's a television show. The Handmaid's Tale. Heidi and I devoted 7 years to watching The Handmaid's Tale. It was based on the Margaret Atwood book. Now, the first season or two or three or, I don't know, maybe four, it really was the Margaret Atwood book. And then, I don't know exactly what happened, but I think what happened was the folks that produced it said, wow, this is like a cash cow. And we got all these people watching it, and don't kill the golden goose, right? Or the goose that lays the golden eggs. Or the golden goose that lays the golden eggs. You get my point. Just leave the damn goose alone. Okay, so what are we going to do? Well, we just make stuff up. Yeah, but that's not in the Margaret Atwood book. Well, we'll just say it's based on the Margaret Atwood book. We'll say it's inspired by the Atwood book, and then pff, off to the races. And I'm telling you, by the time the series finale aired the other night, oh, Heidi and I, look, we were invested. We had spent 6 years watching it, and then this was the final season. So we said, well, we have to watch the final season. We can't just turn our backs, right? We got too much invested in these characters and what have you. And every episode this season, I swear to you, was like a homework assignment that you didn't want to do, but you knew you had to do it because it was going to be on the final exam and make a part of your final grade. Well, the actual series finale aired the other night. And I swear, I felt like I should just scratch my eyes out. It was abominably bad. It was such a lame effort. And I just kept thinking, did I really devote? How much time was it? It's an hour an episode, times so many episodes, times 7 years. God, I could have completed my doctorate in that time, right? I could have done something bad. I could have clipped my toenails. But I'm just curious, did anybody else get stuck? Now, I'm saying I'm stuck. You may have watched and thought, oh my God, this is the best season finale, series finale I've ever seen. Do me a favor. Again, it's not end of the world stuff, but boy, was that percolating with me. Hit me up on the James River Air text line, would you please? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Also, another thing that I'm looking at here, Elon Musk saying, okay, my service here is done. Of course, the leftists are saying, see, we chased him away. Well, you didn't, actually. He was serving in a special capacity. It had a beginning date and it had an end date. He reached the end date. And so, therefore, with this special appointment that he had, he was done. Does the work of Doge end? Well, that's the question, isn't it? A lot of people looking at the One Big Beautiful Bill and saying it doesn't do nearly enough. There are people who are legitimately saying, hey, I thought there was going to be more. I really thought that we were going to make these big cuts and we were going to do them now. Where's all the Doge stuff? Well, the Doge stuff is in there. But as per usual, as happens in the morass that is Washington, D.C., and make no mistake, it is a swamp like nothing else you've ever seen. They've got some in there. They've got some in there. But I just don't know. I don't know. I really don't. I don't know if it's enough. I don't know if the next time around we're going to get more. I'd like to think that all of the great things uncovered by Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency team legitimately open some eyes. I just don't know. I don't know the answer to that. If you've got a sense on that, again, I'd love to hear what it is. James River Air text line is how you do that. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, democracy to the Democrats are unelected judges constantly overruling an elected Congress and president. Yeah, I certainly agree with you. And you're seeing that, obviously, with the judges getting in on this. It is the last vestige of the left. I don't think that it stands. I mean, you do have to take a look at what the Supremes just did the other day. They made it very clear. It was 8-0 that district court judges cannot do some of the things that they've been doing. Now, it was limited on this case, but it does give a good preview of where it's headed. And you make no mistake, this thing always, everything involving President Trump and what he's trying to do to make America great again, every single part of it was always going to wind up in front of the Supremes. So I don't think anybody should be shocked. 804 Jeff, about that not new mayor anymore. He's too afraid to fire anyone. He's super woke. He doesn't want to be called a racist. Well, you're right. I mean, he is a he's a progressive's progressive. He's he is your typical left-wing wackadoodle. I give you that. But the job of mayor, I mean, he can still go out and advocate for all the bat crap, crazy left-wing crap that he loves. I don't care. But he also has a city to run. And the involvement of we in the counties now comes into play. We apparently are the biggest consumers for the city of Richmond. We're the biggest customers for the city of Richmond when it comes to their grossly incompetent water operation. So if they want our money, then they got to deliver the product, don't they? Anne from RBA says, good afternoon, Jeff. Even though I wasn't under the boil water order this time, it's pretty obvious that the employees at the plant are all incompetent and need to be fired en masse. In mass. Big group. But it's all Francais, so it's nice. But she's right. And you're absolutely right. Then we go back to this question. Will the no longer new mayor, in other words, he's been there long enough to have done some stuff, for God's sakes. And it doesn't appear to me that he's doing anything to make anything any better. He's just providing the same level of garbage that we've had for the last 16 years with the grossly incompetent LeVar Stoney and Dwight Jones. Well, we'll see. It is 3:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, or, I mean, if you have to use the T word, you can. You know where I go on this day of the week. I spend my mornings in jail. I go over, and we're at the end of the class. Inside Out Dad program. So today was the last instructional class. And then next week, I'm not going to be there, and I couldn't get either one of my backups to be there. See, every time that I do this, when I do this, I do a makeup class. Because I say to the guys who are in this class at the very beginning, look, gentlemen, there are 12 weeks, right? You got to give me 12 weeks. And because of weather or other commitments, sometimes those 12 weeks get stretched out where there's not a class. But you need to be here, your rear ends in the seats, for 12 solid classes plus. And so I offer a makeup class or two. If somebody has missed one class, it's easy to do. And that's the situation we're in. I'm very fortunate this time out. There are a couple of guys, each of whom has missed one class. So we're going to be able to make that up. And by this point in the class, I have moved from the teacher role through the trainer role. And now I'm much more of a facilitator. It's the other guys in the class, in many cases, who are taking the lead, which is wonderful. And so when we do our one makeup class, each of the other guys has been through the class that the other guy missed. They're the ones who are going to be able to share some stuff with their fellow students, which is really very cool. It is very, very cool. I'm looking forward to seeing that in just 2 weeks. And then a couple of days after that, we'll do our graduation ceremony. One guy who would have been graduating isn't graduating, but that's because he's not there anymore. He got out last week. So that's good, right? Now, if he still wants the diploma and he wants the education that he's missed from two classes, I will make it up for him. We'll do it. But it's a great situation. I love being involved in that. I just love the opportunity to give back. I talk about this all the time, right? You've got to have some way to repay those of us who have gotten a lot, right? You remember that old thing? It was one of those old books. I forget who wrote it, but it was something like, to whom much is given, much is expected. Yeah, you look it up. Google it. I'm sure you'll find it. It is 3:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Yes, yes, yes. We are doing well. We are in the, what are we in? The lull, I guess, between the rainstorms. And they're just going to be with us for the next few days. It's just that simple. Even though it's not raining right now, it will be raining a little bit later on, and we'll deal with it, all right? Because next week is looking nice. Talking about sunny and highs each day, right around 80. I'll take that. But these are good days as well. Ryan Hudson, who's an old friend of mine, we both served on the Hanover County Community Services Board together. Ryan is now an elected member of the Hanover County Board of Supervisors, represents the Mechanicsville area. He's going to be with us at 4:05 because his constituents in Mechanicsville have been impacted by the very latest disaster at the Richmond City Water Facility. And it's leading a lot of us, to say maybe it's time for those of us in Hanover County or those of you in Henrico County to just disconnect from the city. Say thanks, we're going elsewhere. I think that's probably the way to go. Elon Musk has disconnected. He said, hey, I was here heading up DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, never actually a federal government agency, but I was here with a special appointment from the president. It always had a start date. It always had an end date. We're at the end date, and I'm leaving. Now, of course, the left has spun that in so many different ways, and thank goodness the White House has been consistent in saying this was always for this period of time. It's just that simple. Now, these judges that are out of control, that's another story. And it does seem to be that that's become the weapon from the left. You know that Brian Maloney is the media equalizer. Brian joins us every week and gives us the insight, analyzes stuff. Brian has been around this game for such a long time and really, I say it each time, I'll say it again, he's just a brilliant guy, and we're fortunate to have him jump in and take some of this apart and explain it to us. Brian, thank you for being here, sir. Now, after I said all that nice stuff about Brian,
Oh, hey there.
There
you know
he
what?
Is.
I had my microphone turned off while I was listening to you say all kinds of things there, and I neglected to. I thought I had it, you know, back on, and you know. So nice. You are not at fault.
Oh, okay. Well, thank goodness, my God, because the fact that I'm not at fault, that doesn't happen all that often. Normally, it is.
I know, like you probably get blamed for things all day long. You know, it's like, you know.
Well. I still believe all the things I said about you, and I'm still grateful that you are here. And I want you to give us your sense as Elon Musk says, thanks. I've concluded my work here. Good, bad, or indifferent. Did we get anything from DOGE?
You know, I think I've always had a different view than most people on, you know, my side of the spectrum on the right about all of it. I always thought that Trump should have started with tax cuts and making the tax cuts permanent while he had that 90-day window. So it's a lot harder to get any of that done now, as we are seeing. So I wanted some other things front-loaded. And the reason why I differed from other people on this is that Reagan tried the same thing and got the same result, you know, 40 years earlier. And so I was looking more toward history. And I think people had a lot, much bigger expectations about what DOGE would be doing than what was. You know, people get mad at me when I kind of put this perspective out there, but you know, the bottom line here is that if we don't make those tax cuts permanent, our economy is in serious trouble. I don't think people realize how much their taxes will go up if we don't make those cuts permanent. I don't think people have done the math. You're not going to want to see what happens. And we've got some really awful rhino senators in there who are sticking it to him any way they can. And we're seeing. So I think, you know, when you first start on January 20th, as we talked about, you know, you have a lot of leeway. Yeah. And that leeway dissipates a little every day. Mm-hmm. And we're now at a point where there's a lot less leeway.
Yeah. Wow. That's a great point. We look at the numbers. I mean, I've seen numbers, thousands and thousands of dollars is what most of us are looking at if these tax cuts are not made permanent, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I haven't seen really anyone emphasize so far and really get the message out how badly it would hurt the average working person if we had to go back to our previous tax system. Working Americans would be very, very unhappy to see their tax bills going up by thousands and thousands because, you know, we've already seen the cost of living has gone beyond what anyone I know can afford anymore.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you name it, we're getting crushed.
That's right.
So we have to have that passed, and look at the shenanigans going on in Congress as we try to move it through. I mean, you've seen the sneaky tactics that are being used.
Tell me about what's going on in the Senate, Brian. And before you do that, let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, is joining us as he does each and every week. You need to be following him on Facebook. Look for Media Equalizer. This one big, beautiful bill came through the House. It seemed that there were a whole bunch of people that hated it, a whole bunch of people that liked it, a whole bunch of people who said, well, you know, it is what it is. It's the best we're going to get. Now it's over in the Senate. What exactly are they doing? What sort of machinations?
Forgive the interruption there, but that's the problem. You just named it, the machinations of, you know, where you end up with a different bill every hour and nobody knows what's in it right now. Yeah. So, you know, if I were to dig in there and see where it's at now, an hour later, it would be a different story. So you know how sneaky all of it is and the things that get added and removed in the middle of the night, you know, so that's the problem. We don't know where we're at. And, you know, it has to be a very, very frustrating situation to be sitting there trying to figure out what in the world is going to be the end result.
Is it still possible for the White House to get out in front? This is something you have been very concerned with. You just mentioned it again, that they've got to make clear to everybody that if, in fact, these tax cuts aren't made permanent, that's part of this one big, beautiful bill. If they're not made permanent, then you can reach deep into that empty pocket and realize you're going to have even less because your taxes will go up $2,000, $3,000, $4,000.
Well, and that's exactly what you and I have talked about so many times since January, and that there is an issue there with messaging and, you know, what isn't being said and a lack of focus. And this is the one issue I would be zeroing in on right now. I mean, there's one other, and that's the judicial insurrection, and you are hearing about that.
Yeah.
But this one you're not hearing about, and that's a problem. I mean, I would be out there with charts and graphs and you know, be talking to the average American worker about what will happen if this thing doesn't pass the way we need it to. What will happen to your tax bill? You will be crying. And that's a powerful message that isn't being made.
You have said all along, and more and more people, maybe behind the scenes, are agreeing with you, hopefully publicly a little bit more. But you have said from the very beginning, the real strength of Donald Trump is out there at the rallies with people. Yes, he's got the great business mind and he can get stuff done and hammer out deals and all the other good stuff. We're not taking anything away, but you've said it over and over. His strength is out at those rallies. And would I be wrong in saying that's where he should be right now? Rallies with some of those PowerPoints saying,
well,
hey,
that's
gang, you got to take a look at this. Your average bill's going up $3,800. There it is. Those are the numbers. Now, what are we going to do?
Well, and that's exactly right. I think that you've absolutely nailed it there. What we've had happen instead is there are some people who have his ear, whose job it is to simply confuse him all day long and with agendas that are nefarious and are designed to keep him insulated or isolated from everyone else, especially the voter. So you know, that kind of situation. There are some bad actors around him right now that have penetrated the inner circle and are doing him wrong. And the answer to it is exactly what you just said. When you pull him out of that and you get him back to where he was last year every single day, I think that it, you know, it fixes itself. It really does.
Yeah. All right, predictions, and I hate predictions, and that's why I don't do them. However, you don't have the out. Prediction here. When does this bill get out of the Senate and make its way to the president's desk?
That is really hard to say, because I just don't think, and the other thing is, maybe it does make it through, but not in a recognizable form that anyone would want to sign, you know? So that's a problem. I think rather than guess on when, the thought would be on what.
Okay.
What? Signing what?
Yeah. Well,
and that's bad. That's the bad part.
That's a bad part. And as you pointed out so many times, we got a couple of people who are at least wearing that Republican team jersey that will do anything and everything they can to kneecap this president. It's disgusting. But
well, that's exactly right. And as I've said, some of them have worked their way or wormed their way. I think wormed their way is a better way to put it, or slithered their way into very, very close. You know, sometimes people get huffy. I point that out. People, oh, well, you know, why are you sowing division and, you know, whatever. It's no. Call out the snakes, because they're doing a lot of damage. And just because somebody works their way that high up the ladder does not mean they are our friends. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough thing for some people to swallow. They want to idolize some of these people. And I'm telling them, you know, some of these people are, their agenda is certainly not America first. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. Brian, please remind everybody where they can follow Brian Maloney.
Yeah, you bet. Facebook.com/Media Equalizer, Media Equalizer, or Red Wave America.
Love it. Thank you for being here, sir. That is Brian Maloney. You should be following him over on Facebook. Look for Media Equalizer on Facebook. Look for Red Wave America on Facebook. And, of course, each and every Friday Eve, Brian is kind enough to join us on this program. Brian and I go back, it's got to be 30-some-odd years. And Brian, before he was in the political world, was a great talk show host. I mean, one of the best talk show hosts. And he put some of his talk radio stuff on hold so as to help out with areas like this, you know, to absolutely do things that are good for America. He's an America First guy. It is 3:47, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 3:53, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Gotta have the rain coming back, what, about an hour, depending on where you are, and then it'll be here, it'll be gone, then it'll be back, and it's just gonna be this way right through the weekend. Weekend looks like a total washout. However, here's the upside of that. Flowers will be happy, the grass is gonna be happy, and next week, we'll probably be, well, less damp, if nothing else. It's going to be sunny and right around 80 degrees. So that's some good stuff. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to be joining Rich Herrera, my friend Rich, on Richmond's Morning News. I have no idea what we're going to be talking about. I sure hope he's got something to talk about. I agreed, not knowing at all what it was that we would be talking about. And you know what? That's just fine. Because in case you haven't figured out, I seemingly have one marketable skill, and that is talking. And even that may not be as marketable as, you know, like a real skill. Jeff, can you build a highway? Yes, good. We need you here. Jeff, can you talk about building a highway? I can. Thanks. There are a million people talking about it. So, Jeff, can you fix the Richmond City water system? No. Can you talk about it? Yes. All right, well, we're still looking for the guy who can actually fix it. But thanks for your interest. I'm looking at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, Hanover County residents really need to reach out to our Department of Public Utilities to request the powers that be begin to look for viable options to become self-sufficient with our water supply. To continue to rely on the city of Richmond for our water is not being good stewards of the taxes we pay and not looking out for the safety and health of our community. Jeff, if it's not the Department of Public Utilities in Hanover, who is it that we should contact? Thank you. Well, hopefully we'll get the answer to that, because my friend Ryan Hudson, who is a member of the Hanover County Board of Supes and represents Mechanicsville, he's going to be with us at 4:05. He and his constituents were impacted by the latest water situation, and we'll get some answers from him at 4:05. It is 3:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.